From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
For families trying to see Santa, last holiday season was all about physical barriers. There was Zoom Santa, Santa behind plexiglass, and of course, the timeless no-contact method, writing a letter to Santa.
I've been looking for you, Big Brother. Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me?
Well, I don't have much time. I'm supposed to get down to the school auditorium and direct a Christmas play.
You write it, and I'll tell you what I want to say.
Okay, shoot.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about 10s and 20s?
10s and 20s? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
I'm hoping for real estate. Anyway, this year the workforce of Santa performers is down 15%, while the need is up 120% from pre-pandemic levels. That's according to the company Hire Santa. With an eagerness to recover what was lost last year due to the pandemic, families are lining up, but Santa performers are not exactly doing the same. Santas, who are commonly on the older side and maybe of rounder stature, often belong to populations most at risk of a serious case of COVID-19. Then, of course, there is the contact. Though photo op events are back in malls and in venues across the country, most places in Illinois are requiring that Santas stay at least 6 feet apart from children. So, to help us talk about how the world of Santa performers is navigating the shortage despite the high demand, we are joined by Mitch Allen, who is founder and head elf at HireSanta.com. Mitch, welcome to the 21st.
I'm so glad to be here, and such great clips to join in. Some of my favorite Christmas movies.
Absolutely. And listeners, in case it wasn't already clear, we're going to be having what we would call a frank discussion about this subject. So if you have young ones in hearing range, you might want to click away and come back to find our podcast later at 21stshow.org. But for those of you still with us, if you have tried seeking seeing a Santa this year, or taking your kids to see Santa this year, we want to know what it was like. Join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. So Mitch, before we get into sort of the pandemic side of this in 2021, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your business, Hire Santa? How did you get involved in this?
Sure. So HireSanta.com is the best place to find and hire Santa Claus. We help brands, big and small, to help associate themselves with Christmas through the use of holiday entertainers, primarily Santa, but we can put on anything from just a Santa to a full stage show, parades, tree lightings, everything in between. And, I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. And about 15 years ago, one of my executive assistants asked me to put on the red suit and be Santa for our holiday party, hand out some Christmas gifts and bonuses. And it was just a blast. And I actually did it for my kids as well and fell in love with bringing the love and joy of Christmas to life for kids of all ages. And that's what most Santas say is that, you know, that interaction and just the love and joy and faith and innocence of children is so powerful. And that's the reason they do it. They just wanted to help bring the season to life for many people. And, you know, I started doing it myself. I got so much business. And as an entrepreneur, it's like, well, if you have too much business, what do you do? So I launched Hire Santa in 2012. And we've been growing ever since. We've appeared on Shark Tank, got a deal with Barbara Corcoran, even had an update a year later. And it's really a magical company that we help bring Christmas, you know, are a small part of people's traditions and bringing Christmas to life for millions of people around the world every year.
So what's the vetting process, right? What makes somebody a good Santa portrayer? How does a person become one?
Yeah, all of our Santas, you know, in the world we live in today, are background checked and insured. They're professionally trained, but you have to look like Santa, and you have to, and now that can come in lots of different shapes and sizes, but generally we like to say Santas have a real beard, are real bellied, and are real jolly. And then we help train them all year round. We have a online group that of professional Santa Claus entertainers, and then we put out interviews and content every week leading up to the season, you know, all year leading up to the season, to help train and really create a community of these gentlemen around the world.
And well, okay, so there you're talking about you know, having real bellies, and maybe if you have a big white beard, you're probably on the older side of things. So that's going to maybe a good segue into this conversation about how the pandemic has affected the industry. Because last year it was all about physical barriers, right? It was pretty much before the vaccine. I think that actually we just got the state of Illinois noted today that it was the 1 year anniversary of the first vaccines going into arms in Illinois, but those were just for a very small number of healthcare providers at the beginning. So what was it like last year around the holidays?
Oh, late summer last year, or in the summer, we really thought that there would be, not saying there would not be Christmas, but would not be Santa. But we really worked with all of our partners, and we sent out hundreds of these plexiglass barriers that you probably saw at malls and retail locations to all of our partners. And there was this, not only social distancing, but physical barriers and even masks. And it really worked. We didn't have normally we give several Santas, many in fact, that get the flu. We had zero cases of the flu last year because of those precautions for COVID. In addition, we did not have many Santas who got COVID, and I can't point to one that actually got COVID while they were on the jobs where we were implementing these Santa safety protocols. As well as last year, we really went and at hiresanta.com, you can do a virtual visit this year as well as last year. Last year, the number of virtual visits really went through the roof. I mean, they had tens of thousands of these virtual visits through our platform, as well as those of our partners that we staffed. This year's different in two ways. Number one is the demand. You know, this shortage is really two things. It's both supply and demand. And the demand this year is unprecedented. We are seeing over 100% increase in people reaching out to hire Santa to have a Santa Claus entertainer come to their home, office, or retail establishment. And at the same time, unfortunately, the supply is actually down. You know, our estimates are 10 or 15% lower than pre-pandemic levels due to a few reasons. Those reasons primarily are COVID-related. First, there's still Santas who are a little leery to go out and to interact with the public because of COVID, because as you mentioned, they're in a demographic that they've got a high likelihood for a negative outcome if they get COVID. And then unfortunately, we had a number of our Santa Claus entertainers pass away. In fact, this year alone, we've had over 350 Santas pass away due to COVID and other reasons. And I don't know the exact number, but it's probably many times that last year.
And those are just affiliated with your organization.
Yeah, lastly, Santas, every year, some of them decide to hang up the red coat, and that, you know, their time in the chair is up. So those reasons were just down, you know, Santas this year.
So I don't know if you saw Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said recently that Santa already has great innate immunity. This year, he's even more protected because he's been fully vaccinated and boosted. Santa will be just fine and is good to go. But as you said, there is this high-risk category of being older and overweight in some cases. And you just mentioned how many Santa performers have passed away due to COVID. I mean, is this responsible? Can you talk about that? I mean, respond to what Fauci said there?
Well, yeah. So Santa himself, and make no mistake, Christmas this year is going to be pretty amazing. There'll be presents underneath the Christmas tree. So make sure that everybody knows that Santa's going to be fine. And all the elves at the North Pole are definitely busy with this season, because last year people were not able to get together with friends and loved ones, weren't able to celebrate in the same way and really just bond in the way that you do at Christmas. And so this year, people are really out to have bigger and better events, at least to make sure they get together with family and friends. And so that's been driving the demand in some way. You know, in terms of vaccination, we really have had about 50% of our clients are asking for a vaccinated Santa this year. Early, you know, starting in the summer, they were asking like about the status of Santa's vaccination status. In addition to that, we also are still doing social distancing. Most of our retail locations, most of the malls, you're sitting, Santa's in his chair, and then there's either another chair beside or in front of Santa in a well-ventilated area. Some areas still are having masks, and I just saw a report that some states are having masks come back again. And so it's really, we're working with our partners, working with our clients about state and local guidelines associated with social distancing, preventive equipment, masks, et cetera, and making sure we're following best practices.
You know, there's a whole sort of panoply of, or maybe a wonderland, if you will, of Santa performers and related, right? There are elves, there are Mrs. Clauses. Is demand up sort of across the board for that?
It's an excellent question. And in fact, it's true. The retail, retail companies are having trouble finding customer service or people to interact with the public. And elves are helpers, people that help Santa with line control or take pictures. You know, we've had a terrible trouble hiring those people as well. And we're offering substantially more this year than we've done in the past. And so it is really an interesting situation that it's not just there's a Santa shortage, but there's a worker shortage. And we're seeing it just like everybody else, both with Santa, Mrs. Claus, elves, mascot entertainers, performers, you know, everyone that we're trying to hire. We had much more difficulty this year than we've had in previous years.
So what do you think the future of this industry looks like, right? Are these virtual events here to stay? Do you see it maybe trending a little bit younger in terms of the people who take up this work?
I anticipate next year that we're going to still see a shortage of Santa Claus entertainers. And, you know, it's just supply and demand. The demand is going to be up again, I anticipate, and the supply is not keeping up with it. So virtual, though, is another issue. This year, our virtual requests are way down from last year. Last year, it was, you know, 50x, 50 times the demand that we've had in previous years or more. And we did tens of thousands of virtual visits through ourselves and our partners. This year, I would say that has gone down, you know, 75%, because people are, you know, they're Zoom, they're tired of doing Zoom or FaceTime, and they want the real thing. They want to see Santa, and they want to interact and have sort of a more normal Christmas. So I believe that they'll be around, because we did virtual visits, 5 years before the pandemic hit, just a very small number of them. So I think that those will be around for a long time. It's just not going to be in the numbers that we saw last year while we were right in the throes of the pandemic.
Last question. Can you talk about the sort of the culture? I gather there are not meet and greets, but gatherings, conferences, if you will. This is a real subculture of people. What has been lost there in the pandemic, and how's that coming back?
There is such a vibrant Santa Claus community, both online and in the real world. I travel the country during the off season and speak at a number of these and put on training sessions in real life. And even this year, I went to, you know, half a dozen states and presented, all full following, you know, the local COVID protocols. But it was definitely lower attendance this year. Some, lower by 50% from previous things. Some of these gatherings can have a couple of hundred, and even there's a big one once a year that's about 600 Santas and Mrs. Claus has come together, and it really is a family. And because all of these men really do take on this persona of Santa Claus, and they love bringing the love and joy of Christmas year round. And so it's really part of who they are as a person. And so they do enjoy getting together. And looking at the calendar for 2022, most of those events that were pushed off or downsized are back on. So we're anticipating that those things are going to come back, and people will be able to get together and really have that camaraderie that exists in this community.
All right. Mitch Allen is the founder and head elf at HireSanta.com. Thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
My pleasure, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. More to come after a short break. You're listening to the 21st. Stay with us.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.